So we're coming back here now with the CEO of the University of Maryland Shore Regional Health System, which is Ken Cozell, and we've been talking for the last 10 to 15 minutes, I guess. But you know, want to open up a little bit about, you know, what is it with the Shore Regional Health? What are you guys doing to address population of health and also keeping people healthy? I mean, what are we doing in our area and out from Kent County?
Great question, Billy. And I think it really starts with trying to align our organization in one direction. It starts with talking about our own house and making sure that our house is in order. And our organization, just as an example, is 2,500 employees. We have over 400 physicians that are part of our team in one way or another. And the first step in that process is to align them with a new vision, a new direction, and be clear about the direction you're going in. So Shore Regional has defined a new mission statement, and that mission statement is creating healthier communities together. That's our new focus. When we can align 2,500 employees and 400 physicians around that banner, then I think we can move further, faster than we ever could. So we start with our own organization internally. But then as we're doing that and as we're getting everybody acclimated to wellness and our responsibility for population health for the community that we serve, the next step in that process is to talk to our community partners. We reach out to our community partners, find out who's in our community and what services are they providing. And how can we complement each other as opposed to duplicate services? How can we reduce the competition between us and work more collaboratively together? One quick example is a meeting I had earlier this week with a group from Four All Seasons. Four All Seasons is a fantastic organization that's represented in all five counties that we serve. They focus on addictive and behavioral health services for our community. And as you know, Billy, in our rural part of Maryland, in all of Maryland nationally, this is a significant issue that we're trying to face. And through partnerships with them, we can duplicate our efforts, work smarter together instead of working harder independently, and really focus on what our community needs along those service lines. So getting out, talking to our community partners, creating relationships that help work smarter, is part of this new focus to creating healthier communities.
I think part of that is outreach to the families that are involved. So if you're working with this organization, making the biggest difficulty I had as a parent with a special needs child who was involved in all these circles was lack of communication, and I'm talking 15 years ago, lack of communication between the hospitals. We were sent out of state. We were everywhere. Yeah. You know, we were everywhere. Shepherd's Pratt, we were everywhere. But the lack of communication between all those organizations was awful. And if that's one thing in this industry we can make better, so parents have the support and the, you know, charismatic approach to being able to deal with this instead of being said, you go here and then they don't know you're coming there. I mean, that is probably the most, from a parent standpoint, and I don't care if it's, you know, a 6-year-old son or a daughter that's got issues or a 45-year-old son or daughter that ends up with a drug problem. It's still one of the biggest problems in the industry, and it's not your particular issue, it's not their particular, but it's a collective issue that we have to fix that. And I'm sure in those conversations that's one of the things that you're working on.
Absolutely. And you know, I can give you dozens of examples of how we're reaching out from our relationships, strengthening our relationships with our elected officials, our health officers, our community partners. Our entire organization is really reaching out to try to work with the community and understand how we can complement each other. It's a lot of work. It's challenging because we're often on different wavelengths and on different processes and plans, but we really have to get together. And it starts by sitting down and talking with each other and really making it work.
I've been a strong believer in, and you and I have had this direct conversation, PR, 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 and you could do it over and over again, because there's one thing that when we're not talking to the community, I don't care if you're a commissioner or the CEO of the hospital, if you're not relating with the community and letting them know everything that's going on from the beginning. And I've seen a huge change in the last year or 2 years with the way the entire process is working for the hospital. You're out there, you're communicating with the town, you're communicating with us, the commissioners, economic development. I sat there for 2 years and I don't think I ever seen any of that at all. So hats off. You guys have picked up that and moved forward. And I think the citizens of Kent County will definitely see. It's not something we change in a day, right, but it's right. Something we work on every day.
That's absolutely right. So let me share a little bit more with you about kind of a process that we're undergoing as we speak that talks about trying to define that service model, who we're going to be 5 years, 10 years from now. And that process is underway. We've really tried to identify what services we're going to provide. And in order to do that, we're bringing experts at the table with us, our physician community, our clinical partners, sitting down, helping us navigate how patients with community needs can be attained throughout the five counties that we serve. And it talks about how a patient navigates through that system, and it talks about how we can partner with our community to make sure that there's no gaps in coverage, and that what we should be providing is appropriate for each of the regions that we cover, and that the patient, ultimately, who's at the center of all this, gets the care that they deserve. And it gets it seamlessly, gets it collaboratively, and gets it to the point where it's the absolute best it can possibly be. So this process that we've undertaken really helps us define how we're going to evolve within this new industry, what we're going to look like 5-10 years from now, and then what facilities are we going to need to support that model moving forward. So it's an exciting time for us. We're really out front, in front of many of the other hospitals in the state trying to define this. We are unique in that we're rural Maryland, and we've got five counties that we serve, but we're not going to wait to let the future be dictated for us. We're gonna create these conversations now, develop a plan that works best for us, and implement that plan successfully.
Yeah, you gotta have the model. You gotta think about the future of the model. We run into the same thing every day in Kent County government. You know, should we have done something 5 years ago? Well, you can't go back 5 years, but you better start today and think about the next 10, the next 15, and whatever that model is, stick to it. You know, stick to it, reevaluate it. And because we have to do it every single day. And I think that's what maybe that's what catches my eye and I like about what's going on with the hospital, because you are thinking 10, 15 years ahead. You can't think about just what's this year's budget,
right?
You know,
yep.
What's the process for this year's budget? We have to come up with a solution to keep moving everything forward. Now, I'll ask you one question, though. With all the politics involved in medicine and everything now, what happens? What happens if everything gets shook up in 2 years?
Well, that is a great question. And what I was going to go to next, Billy, is to tell you that while I'm very optimistic and encouraged about what our future holds, it's not going to come without its challenges. And one of the main reasons that we have a challenge is because the new focus of the hospital industry is not aligned with the focus on the physician and the physician practices today. There's a disalignment there. And the state recognizes that. And the state knows that that's part of what has to be improved moving forward. But today, hospitals are incentivized, they're motivated, they're instructed to do things a certain way. And in many respects, that's 180 degrees opposite of how physicians and physician practices operate today.
Right.
So with that disalignment and with the changes that need to come under the new model that we're working under, it's going to create confusion, it's going to create frustration, it's going to create disalignment, and it's going to be challenging to work through those barriers. But again, back to including the physicians in the process, that's one way that we're trying to help mitigate that risk, by having our physicians sit at the table and recognizing that, you know, we didn't create this, but I honestly believe it's the right thing to do for our industry, for our community, for our patients. So let's sit down at the table. Let's figure out what the right plan is. Let's use patient experience and quality as the focus of making our decisions. And let's come up with a plan that works. We know there's barriers. We know there's challenges. We know this is 5 years down the road, too. So we've got some time to make it right. But let's sit down at the table together and figure this out together.
I'm going to ask you a question, because, you know, when you spend a little time in the emergency wing in Chestertown, or maybe you spend a day or two in the hospital, there's always that phone call that comes in generally 3 or 4 days, maybe even a week later, asking you about the care, the care of services. What do you as an industry do with that information?
That's another great question. So those are called patient satisfaction surveys. And all hospitals in the state of Maryland are required to ask their patients how well their care was while they were in the hospital. And the questions that are asked range from how good was the food you were served, how clean was your room, how well was your pain managed, how interactive and supportive was the nursing care, and how often did you see your physician, and how was that physician relationship? So those broad categories of questions are asked to as many patients as possible who used our services. It's important to get those answers for a couple of reasons. The first is that as a hospital CEO, I want to know. I want to know how our patient's experience has unfolded and where our opportunities to improve are. But the state also wants to know, because the state has raised the bar on how well our patient experience needs to be. So as the regulator of our revenue, the state can say, we're going to pay you more if your patients are more satisfied, or we're going to pay you less if your patients are less satisfied. And we're going to compare you to the hospitals that are in the state. So we're in competition with our other competitive hospitals for how well our patient experience was. Well, and the measurement tool there is the patient satisfaction score.
And the devil's advocate on that is the folks that has nothing to do with you guys, and I've seen this happen, but they may have had a great time, or as best time as they could possibly have in regards to Shore. But they remember something old. They remember something from the previous situation, the previous hospital, and they can't get that out of their head. So as they're asking the survey, you know, they sit there and they start spitting stuff out, or they start contemplating, well, they don't know it's a different hospital, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, so I want to talk about the old time. So, and I've witnessed that. So it's like, hey, they're talking about the new hospital. Answer it about the new current standing of the hospital. Right. But it's kind of ironic. And I bet that happens more often, especially in a small community like this. You know, and that's why, again, I think public relations and letting the community know what's going on and letting them see the changes. I heard so many positive things about the photo op that was taken at the emergency wing. You know, that was done very well, and it was a great gathering. The community was able to read and understand exactly what that hospital had become, because it's much different than what it had been just 2 years prior to that.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, I can't change the past, but what I can do is help position our organization for success in the future and currently where we are today. So that's our role, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And I'll emphasize again, Billy, that I can't do that well enough without the support of our community. And I'll talk about our foundation for a minute. You know, we've got people who live in Chestertown and in Kent County who sit on our foundation and work hard to raise money for us to provide some of the high technology and some of the services that our community needs for us. Fantastic group of individuals who work very hard to help us do that. And they're out there tirelessly talking about our healthcare system, supporting what we do, and really trying to focus on getting that message out. So it's an important part of what we're trying to do, and we can't change the past, but we are working on improving the future.
And I think that's the goal for having you here today, and that's my goal, is to see where our future is going to go and understand where the future of Kent County and the multiple county jurisdictions around us, what they can do and what they can believe in of what you truly are doing. And I've become a believer. You know, I really have. I've seen, especially since I've been county commissioner, I've seen the slow transfer into this new entity, and I do understand the changes. So
let's take a break, and we'll be back with more. It is the Shore Morning Show, and it's, of course, Commissioner Billy Short and Ken Kozel, President, CEO, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health, and you are listening to The Town, FM 102.3, AM 1530 WCTR.